Hello and welcome to another episode of the Dragons Are Real podcast. My name is Pete Jones. So as you know, I've been doing a bit of a series on Zine Quest. I thought I might get one or two episodes, but hey, this is episode 5. But before we get into some of the zines that have recently come out, let's talk about other Kickstarter projects which you might find interesting. The first one is Let's Roll, which is a virtual tabletop. This one has been getting a lot of publicity. I think it's been in alpha for a long time now. It's going to be free to play with no monthly fees, and they're going to make all their money out of micro payments by buying tokens, dice, and that sort of thing. That's a new one on the block, so check that one out. Another tabletop currently on Kickstarter is Shard. This is for 5e only, but that seems to have a lot of big names, big guns behind it. If you're into 5e, you might want to take a look at Shard. Then there's also a couple of mapping software kickstarting at the moment. The first one is Arkenforge, the Science Fiction Master's Toolkit. I've been using Arkenforge for about 18 months now, nearly 2 years, for fantasy, and it is a great mapping tool. And you can also use it for in real life games as well, where you can put your maps down onto a TV and lay that flat on the tabletop. That's quite a good one. They're now branching out into the sci-fi images and media. That's probably well looked for, because I know there's abundance of fantasy stuff, but trying to find anything modern or sci-fi can be hard. And the last one I want to mention is Dungeon Alchemist. John Allen Large from the Red Dice Diaries put me onto this one. This is a simple fantasy dungeon maker, room maker, and it uses a form of AI. So all you do is you pick a style, draw a room, and the room will automatically be filled with that style, with the furniture is added to it, and you can save it in 2D or 3D format. I know they've got a partnership with Foundry. They're looking at working with Roll20 and Fantasy Grounds. They're obviously keen. That's a one-time payment. I think it's something like £30 one-time payment, and it's yours to own. If they could get it to work with Tabletop Simulator, I think that would be a big boon, because the 3D maps, 3D rooms it makes are really nice. That's some of the Kickstarters I've been looking at. So let's get on to Zine Quest. These are some of the latest Kickstarters I've discovered in Zine Quest. Currently, I have backed 12 and I've got 24 that I'm watching. So yes, this is getting to be a heavy month. But let's get on to see what I've got for you in this episode. The first one I'm going to give you is Trash Planet Epsilon 5 by Jacob Hurst. This is a cyberjunk space hack of Chris McDowell's Electrian Bastionland. This rules-light RPG system enables play to begin almost immediately, and this adventure makes a great one-shot or starter for a longer sci-fi campaign. The author says that this zine is effectively complete, clocking in at 28 pages, which includes a die-drop treasure table. Prep is minimal because the D6-based exploration system lets the game master uncover the adventure right alongside the players. So if you like Into the Odd and Electric Bastionland, this one is £4 digital, £11 print. Next up is Endless Banquets by Silver Hooves. It's a half setting and half adventure zine for the Troika role-playing game, set on a fertile sphere where riotous growth powers and fetid banquets. It consolidates a wild amalgamation of inspirations from gotten cartoons and fairy tales to famous banquets of history to the darker corners of mankind. This zine is 32 to 36 pages, staple bound A5. It's got a wild cast of distinct NPCs to interact with, 16 new fantastical creatures, including a terrifying skin-clad eager for flesh and tragic turnips fighting for survival, full-colour map. This one is £6 in digital and £11 in print. Now this next one, you're going to like this one. This is Lacuna, Read, Once and Destroy by Jared A. Sorensen. This one, if you don't know the RPG, the Kickstarter page gives you hardly any information. Oh yeah, it's very cleverly written. A 40-page supplemental guide to the districts of Blue City as transcribed to the author by Classified contains 25 locations with field notes. Further information is available to Black Level agents and members of the Directorate. And the whole campaign, the video, it tells you nothing at all about it. The updates are all very bizarre. Well, let me give you an example. The project reached $3,000 in one day. That was unlikely. I was hoping to hit $300 in one day. And it just tells you nothing about the setting at all. So you've really got to dig into this one. Unless you know the subject, then you are not going to find anything about it at all from this Kickstarter page. And there's just little snippets like, if I get the zine, do I get a free PDF? No. Wait, is this a new version of the RPG? No. Is this a literal map of Blue City? There's no such thing as a literal map of Blue City. What is this all about? That would be telling. So if you know Lacuna, then this is one for you. It's £8 in zine digital only, or £11 if you want the RPG if you don't have that, or £19 in print, no PDF. Next up is Children of the Dust, a survival RPG by Three Strange Folk. It's a rules-light tabletop RPG about surviving in a society that hates you and uses an expanded version of World of Dungeons by John Harper. As a group of kids who escaped the genocide and the destruction of their country, players will have to deal with living in a city where most people hate them because of what they are, or risk their lives in ever-changing and incredibly dangerous forest on Mephad, tainted by the illegal alchemic weapons used during the war. And I put this one on the list because I like World of Dungeons, nice and simple system by John Harper. This one is £5 in digital, £8 in print. Next up is Chronicles of the Space Jammer, Enoch's Awaits, and this is by R. Rook Studios. This is a player's guide to space fantasy freebooting in the Comet City of Enoch. Stand alone 2d6 rules with the support for Troika. And this is the second Troika themed zine on the list today. It's a 48-page zine with player rules for character creation, arcane powers, rumours, and locations around the city of Enoch. It's a standalone game with everything you need to play in this issue. It also comes with a free supplement for using Space Jammer and the City of Enoch with Troika. This one is £10 digital, £14 in print. Next up is Beta Red by Scott Uhis. This is a rule-slim cyberpunk genre tabletop RPG including sentient robots, augmented humans, designer clothes, and clandestine psychics. Now, the trouble with cyberpunk games is they are often too complex, too wordy, too many subsystems trying to fit in all the cybernetics. But this one has gone in the opposite direction. It's gone rules light. This is a D6 pool system, and you're looking for a required numbers of hits based on the difficulty of the action. Although this may sound familiar, their unique twist is hit limits. In Beta Red, hits occur if they match or are below the character's skill number on the die face. It's a roll low system. Because of the hit limits, players will always want to roll as low as possible, and dice pools are small and they're used by forming the stat or the stat and the skill, but in this it's just stat or stat plus another stat for saves, so it keeps it nice and simple. Looking at the augments, they've tried to use narrative focus so there's not too many mechanics getting in the way. I've already backed this one. This one is £6 in digital, £11 in print. There's also a free quick start PDF available from DriveThruRPG. So if you're interested in this one, download the free PDF of DriveThru. And if you like that, then back this project. My next pick for today is Dying Hard on Hardlight Station, a Mothership Adventure by David Kenny. This is Die Hard meets Alien, and this thrilling escape from a hijacked station made for the Mothership sci-fi horror RPG. So as you can see, it takes its inspiration from two cult movies, and this zine contains three or more fully mapped station locations, three original factions, the Hardlight Station directory, custom art and professional design, and it's based on the Mothership rules. Dying Hard on the Hardlight Station is £4 in digital and £9 in print. My next pick for today is External Containment Bureau by Eli Kurtz. This is a game of paranormal investigation and bureaucracy using a lightweight, hackable version of the Forged in the Dark design framework. You play as trained agents of the External Containment Bureau, an organisation tasked with a study, identification and containment of paranormal phenomena. The game has also been designed from the very beginning with easy hacking in mind, so if you want to create your own games that make use of their streamlined mechanics, paranormal themes, or bureaucratic processes, the game includes a free license to help you out. This one is £8 in digital and £15 in print. My last choice for today is Kill Today, Die Tomorrow by Matt Jowett, a loving homage to the classic Italian westerns from the 1960s and 70s. And this one, yes, it's your spaghetti westerns. So these movies full of larger-than-life landscapes, people and gunfights. It takes these tropes and lets you play them at the table, and all you need is a fistful of D6. It's a role and a mechanic for determining successes when taking actions. It claims quick character creation, extremely fast gameplay, D6-based game system, recreate your favourite spaghetti western characters, dynamic ebb and flow of in-game action economy, and random encounter tables and more. This one is £6 digital and £12 in print. Those are my zine quests for today. Let's have a look at how things are going. So at the moment, there's a total number of 164 zines, of which 125 are funded. There's still another 100 odd zines still to come out. Bucket of Bolts is the top zine so far, with 2,500 backers. And what's surprising, 8 zines have already reached $10,000 in backing. Now that is some going. So there's a host of new zines coming out, so keep your eye on those. I'm not going to be able to cover them all, so do check out other sources out there for any new zines. Keep searching the Kickstarter page under ZineQuest. See if there's something that you like. These are just zines that appeal to me. And again, I may not be backing them all due to funding. I'll give you some ideas and listen to what other people are saying. That's it for this episode. Don't forget, you can find more information at the website petejones.newcities.org. Full links will be put on this podcast and on the YouTube channel and at my blog, which is dragonsarealpodcast.tumblr.com. You can leave me a voicemail via the app for Anchor, or you can send me an email and record your own voice and email it to me, or write in the old-fashioned way with text at dragonsarealpodcast@pm.me. And on the website, I've got links to the YouTube channel, Facebook, Twitter, and as I said, there are links in the show notes. That's all from me now, and I'll see you all on the flip side.